My daughter sent me a recipe for making chicken tikka masala, wondering if it was right. I don't know much about recipes. I learned to cook by experimenting and believe that fretting over recipes kills the joy of cooking. When I arrived in Kansas City as a graduate student in chemistry from India, I knew nothing about cooking. Kitchen was not a place for boys. I survived the first few months on Whoppers and Big Macs. I was not a vegetarian then, but I longed for the taste from home. Friends helped me get started. They drove me to an Indian grocery store where I picked up some spices, though I had no idea how to cook with them. So I tried them in different ways to see what worked. I soon learned that stovetop cooking is very forgiving. If you start with good ingredients, the result will be good. You really can't spoil the dish, except perhaps by burning it. It may not look or taste quite like what you had in mind, but it is still edible. If you pay attention to when the different aromas are released, what characteristics different spices impart, or how soon the vegetables soften, you will learn to cook exactly the way you like them. I fondly recall a time when my parents were visiting. My mother was horrified at my unorthodox style of cooking eggplant bhartha with pine nuts and craisins, and vehemently argued with me. My wife and father stayed out of the fray as I pleaded with my mother for her forbearance. In the end, though, everyone, including my mother, was pleased with the outcome. My word to my daughter and to all those who fret about cooking, relax. Just get started with perceptive senses and let the experience teach you. Take pride in your creation and have fun cooking. With a perspective, I'm Ripudaman Malhotra.